Okay, let's start. We're up to Perek Samachei Pasik Tezayin. Yesterday we learned the previous pasuk spoke about the difference between the name of the Rishohim and the name of the Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set v'hinachtem. We're up to Perek Samachei Pasik Tezayin. So yesterday we learned about the name of the Rishoim and the name of the Tzadikim. When it comes to the Rishoim, the previous pasuk told us, Hashem hinachtem will set Shimchem Tezayin.
Tezayin,
yes. But we're now going over. Okay, so the Shimchem in the previous pasuk refers to the name of the Rasha. Hashem will set the name of the Rishoim the Shvu, and we explained that yesterday to mean that when a person will make a Shvuah and will want to prove that he's serious, he will say, if I am a liar, if I do not fulfill what I promised to do, then I should be punished, just like so-and-so, just like terrible thing happened to this evil person, so-and-so, that's what should happen to me. So the name of the Rishon, their name will be used as an example of what should happen to a person who is not faithful. But in contrast to the Rishoim, but Ula Avodov, but to the servants of Hashem, in the previous pasuk, Yikra Shem Acher, they will have a different name. Their names will be established for blessing, bracha. And that's exactly what this pasuk Tezayin comes to elaborate. What do we mean that the name of the tzaddikim will be established, will be a model of bracha, Asher? Hamisporech Boretz. If a person in the earth, the entire world, including the non-Jews, if they will come to give a blessing, they will say, wow, you've done for me such a good thing. I want to bless you. I want you to be just like the Tzadikim. The Tzadikim, their name, in contrast to the Rishon, will be a name that will be set for blessing. Asher. Hamisporech Baretz, a person that will issue a blessing in the earth, Yisporech, will bless the Elokei Amen, in the faithful God, the name of the Elokei Amen. Amen means faithful. You don't have Amen that often in Tanakh. You have Amen in the Tzav Vayelech, which I forgot which parish, with the Har HaGrizim, Har Evil, and everyone will answer the Yamar Kolom with this six parish, Kisavo, with this six parish. Then you have it in Sota, and we have it a few places here in Yeshaya as well. Amen means to be faithful. We know that Amen is a new treatment for Kel Melech Neman. Hashem is a God of faith, and they will bless. It's those that swear. So if you give a blessing, you'll bless that you should be blessed like in the name of Hashem. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is faithful to give blessing to tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you blessing. V'hanishba b'aretz, a person that swears in the earth, Yishava b'Elokei Amen, will swear in the name of the faithful God. Ki nishkuchu hatzaros harisha. I notice because at this point in time, the first sorrows will be forgotten, v'chi nisteru me'enoi, and they will be concealed. All of the Hashem says that He will conceal, He will forget about all of our sins, and all of the sorrows, all of the hardships that we have endured throughout the ages will be forgotten due to the enormous blessing that will exist at this point in time. And the tzaddikim, again, it's not really clear how these two themes come together. We have bracha, shvua, and the tzaros will be forgotten. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi tes zayin. Asher hamisparich baritz kisiyah yirasi al kulam umol aritz deya. Hashem says that my fear will be upon the entire world, and the entire world will be filled with knowledge. V'hamis halil v'hamis shabeach baritz. A person who wants to give praise and wants to give mishtabech, wants to express a different expression of praise. Yisparech be'elokei amen, will bless in the name of the faithful God. Yishalel, he will praise Shehu Eved, he will praise himself. Here is how Rashi learned Shah in the Pasuk, that he is an Eved Le'elokei Amen. He is a servant to the God that is faithful. Elokei Ho'emes, he is a God of truth. She'imin V'shomer Haftochosai Zos, that he is faithful and guards his promise, he guards this promise. Kinishu Chatzoros, and over here, one, so the Rashi, next Rashi explains a little bit more detail, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be called a God of faith. L'kach yikru'uni. That's why the elokei amen, because I guess what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that at the end of days there will be great blessing. All of these were promises which were expressed more than 2,500 years ago. The blessings that we learned in yesterday's daf. Kol hanavim lo nisnabu elimos hamashiach. So all of these prophecies about what's going to take place, the incredible bracha, prosperity, was said more than 2,500 years ago. And when it will happen, people will then realize the truth that Hashem indeed is faithful to deliver on His promise. So let's see the Mitzudas, then we will tell you a beautiful medrash. The Mitzudas, just because it's a hard pasuk, so I want to read some of the words inside. Pasuk Tez Zayin in the Mitzudas, David Hashem Esparech, Ratzel Aymar, Kol kach yigdal shemam. See, the Mitzudas is learning the pasuk very simply, going back to the previous pasuk, the contrast between the name of the tzaddikim and the name of the rishoyim. The name of the rishoyim will be used as a curse, will be used as a mashal. Anyone that wants to curse will curse and will say, I should suffer like that rasha. But tzaddikim will be just the opposite. Kol kach yigdal shemam al ad. Anyone that wants to praise or give blessing throughout the entire world, they will not praise. The source of all blessing, the model of blessing, will be Hashem. That a person has attached himself to the God of Emes, is faithful to fulfill his promise, to elevate tzaddikim who are faithful and attach themselves to Hashem. Yishava be'elokei amen, ki kulam yaminu bo al shehemin haftachosai. Everyone in this world will believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will see that His promises have come true. Ulechein, therefore, yishbu bo, they will swear in Hashem's name. Chumash Omar, like it says before, v'nishbohos l'Hashem tzvokos, they will swear in Hashem's name. Ki yishkichu gratzu l'aymar, kol kach harbe hatoiva, there will be so much blessing at this point in time, ad sheyigiyu nishkachim kol atzaros harishonah shesavlu b'yosem ha'goyla, they will forget all of the previous difficulties that they endured during Golos. V'chinishu me'enai gam me'enayu nistam tzaros ha'ila ki lo yeh oy bolam imkein lo yeh nir Hashem says, it will be concealed from my eyes, I will not bring any more at this point in time any hardship upon this world. Okay, so that concludes this pasuk according to the simple interpretation. There's a very famous, is a very beautiful medrash. The medrash, I would say, is semi-popular. It's not like one of these obscure medrash you never heard of before, but it's not that well known. And the medrash here says, let me read you the words inside, because this a little bit. The Medrash comes from Medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Ayin Hei Ches. Ashreichem ha-tzadikim shemisparchim baris. Fortune of the tzadikim that are blessed in the earth, u'misparchim ba-shamayim. The tzaddikim are blessed both in the earth and in heaven. And what does that mean? The kochi hamido shenemar. This pasuk is the source for this idea that tzaddikim have a double blessing: a blessing on earth and a blessing in heaven. Asher hamisparch baritz yisparch velokei amen. Let's read l'hoi diacha. Shakol habrocho sheberich Yitzchak es Yaakov. All of the blessings that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, the birchas Yitzchak, when Yaakov fooled Esav and took for himself the brachos, kinegdo, every single expression that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, Hashem matched it. A matching, what is it called?
Matching grant.
Okay, you're matching fund. You have these fundraising events where they will match your donation. So, kinegdoi berichu HaKadosh Baruch Hu milamola. For example, Yitzchak Omar Loi. Yitzchak said to Yaakov, same as Sukkim, we say this Mitzvah Shabbos. V'yitem l'cho hu elukim ital hashamayim. May Hashem bestow upon you from the dew of heaven. So what did Hashem, where did Hashem match the bracha of Yitzchak? V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu berichu b'tal l'mata shenemar. In Micha, v'hoya she'eris Yaakov b'kerev amim rabim kital. The Klal Yisrael will be a blessing like dew. So here Hashem also gave a bracha that Klal Yisrael shall be like dew. Yitzhak Amar u'mishmane ha'aretz, you shall be blessed with the fat of the earth. V'akadosh Baruch Hu matched it. He matched it also in Micha. V'akadosh Baruch Hu berecha b'tvua shenemar, v'nosan v'tar zar acha, asher tizra, Es Hoadam. Another pasuk in Micha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu matched the bracha of the Shemane, the fat of the earth, the grain. Omar, Yitzchak said to Yaakov, Ya'avducha anim, may all the nations serve you. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu amala also, V'hoyu melachim, omnayich, v'sarosem, may nikosayich, may all of the kings be your nursemaids, and may their princes be your nurses. So another example of where Hashem matched that the world will serve us. Yitzchak amar lo hevei gevir liachicha, be a master over your brother Esav. V'akadosh baruch hu amar lama lo aidei Moshe, this is in Dvarim, v'lesitcha elyoin al kol hagoyim, I'll make you above all the nations, which is a reference, I guess, to that we will prevail over Esav. Hol mikan l'marta, shekol habrochoy, shebercho yitzchak melamata, bercho yakadosh baruch hu melamala. And now we can go back and understand the pasuk, appreciate the pasuk again, back to Zayin. Asher hamisporeich bo'aretz, this that has been blessed in the earth, referring to Yitzchak, who gave a bracha to Yaakov. Yitzchak is a human being. Yisporeich, Hashem will match it. A matching policy. Yisporeich be'elokei amen. Hashem will come from the future and will bless that individual, or that has been blessed ba'aretz by Yitzchak on this world, will be blessed again to correspond to that blessing be'elokei amen by the God of faith, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very beautiful idea mentioned over here, hidden in this idea, in this pasuk, brought out by this Medrash. Pasuk Yud Zayin. And this pasuk is a famous pasuk, and no one really knows what this pasuk means. Ki hilni vorei shamayim chadoshim v'oretz chadosha. Hashem says, at the end of days, I will create a new heaven and a new earth. Now what does that mean? It's not really clear what that means. It's going to be... So Rashi says, Rashi is a little bit. Rashi downplays it a little bit. Shemaim chadashim yischadshu hasodim shalmala. When it says a new heaven, it doesn't mean literally Hashem's going to make a new ozone layer in the heaven to repair all the damage. But Rashi says it means sarim. It means princes. It means the sarim shalmala, meaning the guardian angels, a new set of guardian angels. The Yiyu Sori Yisrael Sori El Yoimim V'Sori Umos Ha'Umos Tachtoinim V'Chein Baretz. In heaven, there are guardian angels. Okay, there are guardian angels in heaven, and Hashem will establish new angels to protect us. And these new set of angels, who will be in control? Klal Yisrael will be in control in the Umos Olam. They will be Lamat. And V'Chein Baretz, likewise, in the earth. It's not clear what I mean. The earth, there's going to be some type of new order on the earth, period. The Yeshayim, and then Rashi says, Shamayim Chadoshim Mamish. Okay, so what in the world does that mean? This is not for us to understand. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to a new heaven, mamish, a new bria, a new creation. V'chein ikar, ki mikra mechiyach ki kasher ha'shvayim ha'chadoshim. They have this in the last parak. Next parak again, Nochem is going to say that the new heavens. So there is such some esoteric concept here that is going to be a new heaven. Now, the Metzudas David downplays this. If you look at Metzudas David, Pasuk Yitzayin, what does it mean, a new heaven? Ki hinni bari b'shmayim chadashim atalemar, yiyya roiv ha-toiv ba'olam, there will be an enormous degree of abundance. Ki ilu. Okay, whenever you have the word kilu, means don't take it literally. Ki ilu nivra oilam chadash, as if you would come to this world, you wouldn't recognize this world. Yeah, what? You're coming over here, no taxes? Everything is... What?
Jews in charge.
It's not going to be recognizable. It will be ki'ilu Hashem has created a new heaven and the new earth. Period. That's first. Then it really goes on to say, like Rashi says, Mamish. Oy had varim kimashmon chmash amaki kasher shmaim chadashim aimdim lefonai, and that is the other. So sacha kol, we take Rashi and the Mitzudos together, just these two parshanim, you have a total of three different interpretations. Either it means they're going to be a new set of guardian angels on heaven and earth, or maybe on earth it means a new set of order, a new world order. And the second interpretation is, and the Mitzudos is, it means there will be so much blessing you won't recognize. It will be ki'ilu, that's a new heaven, new earth. And the third interpretation is, literally, Hashem will create a new heaven and earth. Yeah.
We know that there are malachim assigned to each of the nations to...
Correct.
To, represent them.
Right, that's what Rashi's saying in the first interpretation.
So under a new system, then they would not be needed to represent their interest. They won't really have any interest to represent.
Well, they'll have a different interest. Their interest will be to serve Klal Yisrael, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's really what Rashi in this first interpretation is saying, is that it's going to be the new Shemaim refers to the new Sarim, the new Malachim, the new princes in heaven and earth that are going to represent their nation for a good purpose, not to cause trouble for Klal Yisrael. Now there's a little medrash, a little short medrash. The medrash here says, why are we the words inside? Why do we need to have a new Asida Knesses Yisrael Shetaymer Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribayna Shalaylam Harei Eidai Kayamim? We're in trouble because Hazinu Hashemayim Va'adaber V'sishma Ha'oretz Imreifi. The heaven and the earth are witnesses to our sins. Throughout the ages, we have not been fully faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who can testify against us? We're only here for a short period of time, but the Shemayim and the Oretz are in existence from the beginning of time to the end of time. So they can come forward and testify our sins. So Hashem says, do not worry. I will dismiss the witnesses. I will cause them to, they will cease to exist. But if the Shemayim V'aretz cease to exist, how will the world exist? I will make new Shemayim V'aretz. So Hashem will remove the Shemayim V'aretz in order that no one should come forward and testify against us that we are guilty of not being faithful to Hashem. Asida Knesses Yisrael Shetam Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Harei Eidai Kayamim. My witnesses are Kayamim. Shenemar Haidosi B'chem Hayom Es Hashemayim V'aretz. I bear witness against you today. The Shemayim V'aretz. Oyma Allah, so Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, do not worry. Hareini Ma'aviram, I will remove them. Shenemar Ki Hinani V'arei Shemayim Chadosh V'aretz Chadosha. I will remove the Shemayim V'aretz. And now you will have no one to come testify against you. Okay, there's one more nice medrash. This is a little bit more difficult, this medrash, but I found it to be a little very, very interesting. This is the medrash Agada in Shemos. Okay, the medrash is follows. Hey, Shiva Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Knesset Yisrael v'amolochem. Hoyel, Hashem says the following to Klal Yisrael, since Va'asisem lefonai oil moed, you were good to me, Hashem says. You made a mishkan. And the mishkan has different parts. An oil moed, mishkan, and I'm not exactly sure the difference between these two terms, oil moed and mishkan. They're really the same thing. V'oroin, and in the mishkan is the aron, the luchai soeven, u'shor hakelim, and other kelim k'mor haparoches, the shulchan lechem haponim u'menorah u'kruvim. Okay, so this medrash first enumerates all the various parts of the mishkan and the kelim. Then it goes on to say, ani evra. It's like a matching. This pasuk is a continuation of the matching donor policy, that whatever you've done, I'll match. Just like Yitzchak gave a bracha b'aretz, yisparech. Whoever Yitzchak blessed, I'll also bless. What you, Klal Yisrael, have done in this world for me, I'll match. And here he goes on. For example, Hoyel v'asisem sindas, ani ever lechem kayoitzei bom, I'll match. Kineged ha-mishkan v'ha-aroin, because Klal Yisrael constructed a mishkan and an aron, af ani mechadesh lochem shamayim v'aretz. So the Mishkan, that's an incredible thing. Shenemar Kidnivari, and that's the Medrash quotes, it goes on to quote many psukim. But this pasuk, Kidnivari Shemaim Shemaim Chadosha Varetz Chadosha, the Oretz Shemaim Chadosha is the Mishkan. It's a matching policy. The Mishkan is a dwelling place. So the dwelling place
should be
right. So which one is it? Which one corresponds to which? Kineged haMishkan v'ha'orin af ani mechadesh lochem shamayim v'oretz. I'm not sure which one matches which. Ki hinni v'orin shamayim v'oretz. Okay, I'm not sure which one matches which, but over here it's saying that these two things, the shamayim and the oretz, correspond to the Mishkan and the Aron. So what would you say is the Mishkan? I don't know. What's the Aretz? I would say that the Mishkan is the Aretz, and the Aron, which is it's Torah, it's spiritual. The Aron is the Torah, spiritual, and Shemaim is spiritual. The Aretz is the resting place. It's a tent. It's a place of dwelling. So that corresponds to the new earth. The new earth will be the new our Mishkan, because we have constructed a Mishkan. Hashem will make for us a new dwelling place, a new earth, because we have made an Aron, a spirituality. Hashem will create a new Shemayim. Now we're going on to other psukim in Tanakh. The paroches is the veil that's mavel bein between two different, between the Shemayim v'aretz. I'm going to make a new rakia, a new heaven. A new rakia is not heaven. Rakia, the firmament, is the hevdel, is the paroches between the Shemayim v'aretz. Hareini osilohir pnechem kein rakia. I'm going to enlighten your face like the rakia shenemar v'hamaskilim. Those who are wise, yes, he will shine kezoyar harakia. Yeah.
I think that the Mishkan corresponds to Shemayim.
Okay, why?
Because
it's the dwelling place.
It's not just that.
It's the Hashras Hashchina.
The Mishkan corresponds to Shemayim, such as Nata, Shemayim Kayumiyah. The curtains represent the heavens as if they are hung and above.
Okay. Okay, so that's to be developed.
Aron, there's another meaning of Aron.
Yeah.
Find an Aron in the
Aretz. Yeah. Aron means...
Aron
means... Okay, I hear what you're saying, okay. Okay, so it has to be developed. But the Medrash just points out it's a matching policy, match your donor policy. You, whatever you have done, Hashem says, I will match. Next, you've made a paroches, I'll match it by somehow enhancing the rakia. The rakia, it's a very insightful Medrash. It tells us that the rakia corresponds to our paroches. It's a very interesting idea, because the paroches plays a very great role throughout Chazal. Even talk about Tishbav, Titus HaRasha, the Churban was described, he stabbed the paroches and blood came out. So now that's a very great insight that has a matching, what's the match to the paroches in this world? It's the Rakia. There's something there. Okay, let's go further. What? Yeah, that's a medrash that there's a base in Shlomal, which is waiting to come down to this world, and as soon as we are ready, it will descend. What that means exactly, we do not know. Because you created the shulchan and lechem upon him, I'll bless the perosh. Shenemar, it says in Vayikra, ve'etz hasodeh yitein pirio, uchenegah shasisa minor v'neiro secho, hareni mevi lechem or hashchina. Shenemar, v'hoye or halavana kerachamo, uchenegah kruvim shasisa mlofana v'hem keneged ha'oifos birds, hareni machnis goluyo sechem. Shenemar, mi ele ka'av te'ufenu, who among you can fly like a bird? Uchenegah aro, Okay, so different expressions, different ideas, but it fits. This medrash fits very well with the previous medrash that we said, even though they're two different places. One is in Bereishis Rabbah, and this is a medrash Agada. It fits very well into this theme of matching donor policy. Okay, Pasuk Zayin. Ki yin nivori chashvayim chadashim, I will create a new heaven, v'oretz chadasha, v'lo si zocharno harishonois, and the first ones, the first ones, I guess the first heaven and the first earth will no longer be remembered. And it will not come to my heart. I will not consider it, because that was the past. That represented the time of Tzara, and now is a new Tkufa of Geula, redemption, of Bracha, and therefore we're not going to focus on the past, we're only going to focus and go look forward on the future. Pasuk Yitches. Ki im sisu v'gilu adeyat. You will rejoice, two expressions, sasain and gila. Gila, what?
Simcha's
not here, so what's the, I don't know what's the difference between simcha, so we'll discuss that, simcha and sasain and gila. There are many different expressions. Okay, right over here for right now, it just says sasain and gila. Kiim sisu v'gilu adeyat. You will rejoice forever and ever. Ad oilam, okay. Asherani boire, this which I create, the new heavens and the new earth which I create will be a source of incredible joy. Sisu v'gilu, ki hinni boire es yushlam gila. And then he goes on to explain further. I will create Yerushalayim gila, the amo mosos. Yerushalayim will be a place. It's very difficult to translate these words. It's not clear what it means. Let's try to jump right away into the mitzudos. Very hard to translate. Let's look at Yud Ches. Kiim sisu ratzolaymar. Ratzolaymar, don't take this literally. Lo yamalachem shum davar kiim. They will no longer be said to you. The only thing that will be said to you will be sisu vigilu ad oilam al asher ani hu aal. Asher ani hu haboirei es hasimcha v'tiyem mischayem es te'olam. It will be said to Klal Yisrael, just sit back and relax, rejoice. Boirei es Yerushalayim gila. Achadei shem Yerushalayim liyikorei gila. I will call Yerushalayim by a new name. It will now be called the place of joy. V'achadei shem ama will be mechadesh, name of Klal Yisrael liyikorei, to be called Mosos. So we'll get a new name. This fits very well back in the previous pasuk, where the theme back in pasuk Tesvav. In pasuk Tesvav, we learned the difference between the name of the Rishayim and the name of Tzadikim. And Hashem says Ula Avodav Yikra Shem Acher, that the Tzadikim will be called by a different name, and simply means it will be different. It will be remembered for good. Sechet Tzadik Levrach. We learned that Rashi, and then we learned in the next pasuk describing how Tzadikim will be used as a model, as a source of bracha Elokei Amen. And here, continuing in that theme, you have to really continue that theme to explain this pasuk, that I will create Yerushalayim with a new name. The Yikorei Shem Acher is not just for Klal Yisrael, but it's for the Yerushalayim called Gila, and Amo will be called Masos. Now it's interesting, because Yerushalayim really comes from Yira, fear, and Gila is Simcha. It's a whole different type of attribute, a whole different type of hergish. Person is happy, that evokes, that comes from love. Fear is not necessarily is something which is a different, it's not happiness. When you're afraid of something, you're not happy. When you're happy, you're not afraid. It's a different type of emotion. Now we are very familiar with something called Gilu Bira'ada. You shall rejoice with trepidation. When you have real Yira Shemayim, that brings out a certain degree of Simcha. There's, I once heard Rabbi Reisman speak about Yitzchak, and he said, I don't remember the details of his presentation, but maybe it was someone else. Who was the happiest person in Tanakh? Who was the happiest person? So he brings. So I don't remember who said this. I don't remember. Maybe it was not Rabbi Reisman, but I remember hearing in the back of my mind a lecture. The happiest person in Tanakh was Yitzchak. Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak means to laugh. Tzchaik. Vayitzchak. His whole name, the essence of his name, means joy. But there are also rayos. I don't remember the Raios, but let's at least focus now on the name Yitzchak. Okay, let's just focus. The name of a person defines his essence. And certainly that's true for the Avos. You can't deny that being the fact. On the Avos, if the name of Yitzchak means Tzachoik. Tzachoik, Osli Elokim, Kol HaShemeah, Yitzchakli. Anyone that hears about my joy, I'm 90 years old, I gave birth to a child. Who would believe such a thing? Kol HaShemeah Yitzchakli. The essence of Yitzchak represents joy. Really? Vayechrad Yitzchak Charado Gedoyla Admeot. That's a pretty elaborate pasuk. Torah doesn't waste words. And Yitzchak is midas hadin. So how could that possibly be? It's the greatest contradiction that the essence of Yitzchak is joy, tzchoik, and yet if you look throughout every single incident, he was an oila tumima, and after the akeda, Hashem yiraloi hasel oila bini, and ki ato yodati ki yireilu kimatav lechasach tasbin chasichit chashahavta. That was true for Avram, it's certainly true for Yitzchak. Some say that the son for Yitzchak was even greater than the son for Avram. Avinu. So, and his whole life is Yira. Akedah Zira Shemayim. They named Har Hamoria after what happened, Hashem Yireh, which Yireh means to see, but it's the same osios as fear. The word Vayechra means the terror is the shake. So terror it says that Yira Shemayim Enochanami is the greatest simcha. We live in a world, unfortunately, where we don't sense we associate fear with fear of being attacked, of harm, fear of suffering in this world, of pain and suffering and tzara. That is a fear which is rochok mi mizruch mi mayrov, from joy. When you're afraid that your enemy is going to attack and you have to go and run away, That's not a joy. But when you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yira Shemayim, that type of Yira is the ultimate Tzachik, the ultimate Yitzchak, the ultimate joy. And that's really what it's saying here in this Pasuk. What is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is a composite of Yira and Shalem. Malkei Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin. Avram called it Yir Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. On this mountain Hashem will rest His Shechina. And this was a Zecher for the Akedah. And the word Yireh is related to the word Yira, fear. Yira is to be seen, but Yira is to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place of Ki'ato Yodati Ki Yireh Lo Kimata. It's a place where we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fear, but being that it's fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that develops into the ultimate source of joy, of simcha. And that's what it says here, that this Yira will be nurtured and developed to the point where it will come to, just like Yitzchak is Yira and Tzachik, the time will come when I'll call him Yivarei Es Yerushalayim, no longer will be called a Yira Shalem, which can be interpreted to mean the perfect fear. Shalem is complete. Yira represents fear, to be seen, but it's also fear. The shleimus of fear, the perfection of fearing Hashem, brings joy, not terror. Gila, that's why all of them be called Gila, the Amo Mosos, and the nation that participates in this experience will be called the nation of joy. The Galti, the Yerushalayim, Hashem says, I will take joy in Yerushalayim. The sasti the ami and take with joy in my nation. No longer behold a call of cry and a call of screaming. Two different expressions would seemingly mean the same thing. It's interesting. The word bechi corresponds to the opposite of gila, and zoko corresponds to sasai. So that I think this is interesting. No, we have a very difficult time translating the words, the difference between sasa and simcha and gila. So here, perhaps there's some slight insight. Bechi is not the same as za'aka. Bechi is emotion. It's an emotion. A person can cry quietly. You don't have to cry, you don't have to scream. Bechi means a person is in a state of pain, and tears flow. Za'aka means you cry out. If we were to say that the words are matched in order, which is not always the case, but if they were matched in order, then you would say that the word sasain corresponds to bechi, which would mean inner joy. Just like bechi means an inner pain which leads to tears, sasa means a great inner sense of joy. And also, when a person is very happy, he cries. We know that a person, you cry either in pain or in a state of joy. There's a very great debate among psychologists, among the big experts, of why a person cries when he's at simcha. A person goes to a wedding, you go to a very emotional, beautiful experience, people cry. Why are you crying? Is it really so that tears come from joy? So there is a school of thought. It's very big debate among psychologists that when a person cries at a time of joy, he's really crying because of tsar. Because there are different ways to explain this. Either it's an extreme emotion. There's a very big difference between extreme hot and extreme cold. A person would put a person in an extremely cold place, so it's hard to sense the first few moments, are you extremely hot or extremely cold? In extremes, you totally lose your sense of where you are. When a person is in a very extreme emotional state, he's overlapping to pain. And tears only come from pain. This school of thought, tears only come from tsar. They don't come from joy. So why does a person cry when he's extremely happy? He's, in his mind, he's entering into that realm of tsar. That's what they say. I'm not making this up. And that's why the tears. Or they say that a person is reminded when he has great joy, it reminds him. I don't really know what I'm saying, but this idea I know to be presented by a very large, you can Google it later on, by a group of psychologists, is that tears only come from pain, not from joy. And the reason why a person cries when he is in a great state of joy is because it is triggering somehow, deep down, in the deep recesses of a person's mind, those feelings of tsar. And that's what it means. That's what it means that they want to take this further. Umach Hashem Elokim Dima May Al Kol Panim. Gelo Asilavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. Hashem will remove, and Hashem, when there's no Mavis, then Dima May Al Kol Panim. Even the Panim of Simcha. Because once pain, the root of pain has been. No, once pain, all real pain no longer exists, the shurish of then the mela, there's no place for tears even at a time of joy. It's Pshat in the Pasuk. Moch Hashem Elokim Dima. May I call upon him. What's the call? Even the panim of simcha. It could be it's even a medrash. But you have to know if that's what the medrash really means, this approach. Because when the shorish of pain no longer exists, mill is nothing to trigger, it's not going to happen. Others, this obviously not everyone agrees with this very deep insight, and they say it's not so. There are tears of joy, and there are tears of tsar. But it's very interesting, here in this pasuk we have sason, and sason corresponds to bechi. So bechi means an extremely intense emotional experience, which does not necessarily refer to something external. It's within, and that's what it says. It said that corresponds to bechi. That would mean that sason is an internal joy. Then when it says the kol ze'oka, thank you very much. When it says kol ze'oka, a sound of a cry, the sound of cry corresponds to gila. So that means gila is an expression of joy that is public. that is expressed with your voice, that is expressed out in the open. Sason is an internal, it's an internal joy. Gila is an external joy, because Sason corresponds to Bechi, and Bechi is something which is internal, an intense emotional experience which causes tears, and Z'oka, which is crying out, screaming, an external manifestation of Tsar, corresponds to Gila, an external manifestation of joy. Yeah.
External Gila can come from the word Megaleh.
To reveal it, exactly. Yeah. It's a revelation. Like Z'oka, you're crying out. Let everyone know my Tsar. It's an external manifestation of pain versus an external manifestation of joy. B'chi is an internal feeling of pain corresponding to an internal feeling of joy of Sason. Okay, we will stop here.